The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 371, The E-Bullet, March 2016. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weavers and check out some of the great Mayberry items they have there. You got the brand new Mayberry Deputy Badge. It's only $10. You can pin one on yourself and be a deputy. And with summer coming, don't forget the Floyd's Barbershop Ringer t-shirt. You're going to like that one over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 371 is William Bradley. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It is great to have you here with me. And Mayberry, again, I want to thank you for joining me. I want to thank everybody else that might be listening and joining me as well. But since you're probably listening right there with your earbuds, or maybe you're watching the YouTube video, I want to thank you. I want to thank our patrons. And you can become a patron if you go over to twochairsnowaiting.com. You can donate to each and every episode of the podcast to help keep things rolling, because there's expenses. I have to pay all kinds of stuff. Anyway, I just want to thank you for being here, honestly. Tonight, we're going to be, or today, whenever you're listening to that, we're going to be talking about the E-Bullet March 2016. Now, we celebrate this every other month because the E-Bullet, the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show, Rio and Watchers Club, comes out every other month thanks to Jim Clark, the presiding goober over at the Andy Griffith Show, Rio and Watchers Club. His hard work and dedication, he provides these amazing bits of Mayberry information to us each and every month, and I want to thank him for allowing us to have it here on the podcast as well. So this is episode devoted completely to that, and if you're not getting the e-bullet, it's either because our email list is having problems and not being delivered to you, which is something I'm working on, or you haven't signed up. So you can head over to the imayberry.com website. If you go there, you'll see right there on the front of the website, it says e-bullet, and you can click to subscribe right there on the front page, or you can just go there and read it as well. We've got it there right on the front page of imayberry.com. So you can subscribe and it'll get delivered to your mailbox, hopefully. Like I said, I'm working on that. Or you can head over to the website and you will find it right there on the front page, and you can share in this great information that I'm about to bring to you. So I'm going to play us a little background music to get the mood going. A little bit of Mayberry swing music. Carl Benson and his orchestra there. Thank you, Carl. Thank you that. So folks, let's head over and check out the e-bullet. So here we are. It's the March 2016 edition. This is the 16th volume, issue number 2. Starts off with Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board Calendar. Now, I'm not going to go through the entire calendar, but there are all kinds of great Mayberry events coming up this year. I want to encourage you to head over there and start checking them out. Some of the big ones that are coming up that are Mayberry events is we have... of course, the Eagles Wings. We do that every year. Eagles Wings Golf Tournament and then dinner and auction. And it's to raise money for Eagles Wings of Tuscaloosa. It's a great great place there, Eagles Wings. It raises money for adults with special needs. A great event, and the Mayberry Tribute Artist will be there helping raise money for that. The big events that are really coming up that you're want to make sure you don't miss is May 6th and 7th, we're going to have the 6th annual Mayberry Comes to Westminster, South Carolina. Karen Knotts is going to be there as a special guest. And I know you're going to enjoy that. So try to make plans to be there May the 6th and the 7th. So you definitely, there's all kinds of events, like I said, coming up. Another big one that's coming up is in May 21st and 22nd up in, it's in Danville, Indiana. That's a great event. Mayberry in the Midwest, May 21st and 22nd. So those are just some of the more recent or current upcoming events that you want to check out. Make sure you you go and check out the calendar there at the eBullet for all kinds of amazing information that's coming up. And, of course, don't forget about Mayberry Days coming up September 21st through the 25th. You don't want to miss that. Mayberry Days is the big Mayberry event every year. So try to... I just can't stress enough, if you're a fan of the Andy Griffith Show, which you obviously are, or you wouldn't be listening to this, you will love going to some of these events because you're going to meet some of the nicest people you have ever thought about meeting. They are there every year, and you're going to love it. So there's all kinds of things happening at Mayberry Days. And when you look at the e-bullet, there's a picture from last year's Mayberry Days parade that's really amazing when you just see how many people are lining the streets of Mount Airy, North Carolina. That's where Mayberry Days is held. The last full weekend of September every year. And then last event that they show in the calendar is October 29th and through the November the 3rd. That'd be a great cruise. But it's the Mayberry Cruise. Cruise 11. Cruise to Mayberry. And this year, Jackie Joseph, Romina, my daughter in Romina, she's going to be joining the some of the tribute artists and stuff on a cruise to the Caribbean or the Caribbean. Depends on how you want to say it. So I know you're going to love it. All right, so what I like to do, and one of the things Jim does every month in the e-bullet, is give us a little taste of some of the news of cast and crew from the Andy Griffith Show. Now, this is always a lot of fun because there's this is just a little snapshot. So no matter when you actually listen to this podcast, you'll get a little snapshot of what's going on in and around the Andy Griffith Show and the cast and crew from the show. So let's start off. It says Andy Griffith will officially and literally become a pillar of the community when he and seven fellow Tar Heel legends have their images placed on giant columns in the lobby of the Knight Theater in Charlotte's Spirit Square. Look for a photo of Andy's completed column in our next issue of The Bullet. Andy will be joined by Earl Scruggs and James Taylor, Nina Simone, Maya Angelou, James Brown, and Dizzy Gillespie, and artist Romar Bearden. Boy, I'm sure I didn't say that right. But they'll be all there on the Charlotte Spirit Square at the theater, so check that out. Ron Howard continues post-production work on Inferno, which is currently scheduled to be in theaters October 28th, and is a solid bet for box office success. Ron is also set to produce with Imagine Entertainment partner Brian Grazer, whose wedding to Veronica Smiley was attended by Ron and his wife, Cheryl, in February. So they're directing The Girl Before. It's The Girl Before for Universal Studios. The movie is The Girl Before. The movie, based on a novel by J.P. Delaney, is such a hot property that the movie deal was made even before the novel's planned release next fall. Wow, that is a big movie. Ron and his Imagine team have also announced plans to produce a 6-part sci-fi docu-miniseries with a working title of Mars. With a previous working title of Red Planet, by the way, about the colonization of Mars that's scheduled for Nat Geo's channel in 2016-17 season. So be watching for that. And Imagine is also producing Stephen King's Dark Tower across several media platforms, including a feature film expected in 2017 and a TV series that might tie episodes into the movie storyline, both before and after the movie releases. That's big, big, big. Stephen King's Dark Tower. Imagine is producing and Ron is directing The Beatles Live, a documentary scheduled for release later this year. It's 2016, if you're listening to this some other year. And look for Ron online playing himself in Funny or Die's Donald Trump's Art of the Deal, the movie starring Johnny Depp. Man, Ron Howard is a busy guy. I'm not finished reading about Ron. Ron is also directing and was seen in an outstanding and star-studded opening segment for the Super Bowl 50. And if you missed it, there's a link in the e-bowl that you might be able to go and watch. And, wow, Ron is indirectly involved in giving Cam Newton some post-game advice after the Super Bowl. In case you've been hermetizing yourself under a rock.
Under a rock. You hermetized yourself.
And missed the funny video with a timeless message that went viral after Cam Newton abruptly walked out of his post-game press conference. There's a link in the e-bullet for Andy giving Opie a little speech. You may have heard about this if you didn't see it, but it's Andy when he was talking to Opie about when he didn't win the race and his other friends got his medal and all stuff. So Andy is talking to Cam Newton sitting there on the couch. So it's a cute one. All right, so that's all with Ron Howard. Man, Ron, get busy. Do something. Now, Clint Howard, Ron's brother, he was in Nashville in December filming episodes of an upcoming TV series for CMT called Still the King, which stars Billy Ray Cyrus as, well, an Elvis impersonator, or, tribute artist. Clint's character is a roadie named Crazy Dave, who Clint says is a lot of fun to play. In much the same way as his memorable Creepy Rodney was a hoot to play in a couple of episodes of NBC's popular My Name is Earl TV series a decade ago, Still the King is tentatively scheduled to start airing in August. Thanks to Karen Darden, our eyes on the set, for the heads up that Clint might be working in the Andy Griffith Show Real Nurtures Club headquarters backyard. So that's all good news. Betty Lynn has been continuing her meet and greet sessions at the Andy Griffith Museum in Mount Airy, North Carolina this winter. She's got dates listed in the calendar here in the e-bullet, so you can go and check out the calendar, Floyd's Barbershop calendar, as I mentioned before. You can find out when Betty's going to be appearing at the museum. Betty was the subject of an excellent profile for the Cleveland Plain Dealer in January. And there was also a nice story about Mount Airy in the same package. And there's a link to it in the e-bullet. Folks, I'm going to get you over to read the e-bullet. Go to imayberry.com, click on the e-bullet link, and you can go check out all these stories. Be sure to scroll down when you get there to watch a 2.5-minute video of Betty being interviewed for the story. It'll be a lot of fun. Rodney Dillard. You guys know who Rodney is, the darling boy who played the guitar. That's Rodney. And his band, now officially billed again as The Dillards, have put the finishing touches on their new album. It's expected to be released very soon. They're also taping an episode of RFD TV's, is what it's called, Larry's Country Diner in Nashville in April. It's expected to air in May. So be looking in May if you have RFD TV for Larry's Country Diner. Meanwhile, Rodney and his band recently returned from another of their successful Mayberry Moments events with Maggie Peterson's in Cummings, Georgia. In Cumming, Georgia. Not got an S on it. Cumming, Georgia. Maggie also says that she and husband Gus are doing well and are enjoying their new dog. Got a Maltese Yorkie. Yeah, his name's Phoebe. Her name. Its name. Maltese Yorkie. That's not a falcon. It's a Yorkie. Maltese Yorkie. Their cats are maybe not quite as keen about Phoebe joining the family, but after all, you know, they're cats. All right. Oh, and we're sad to report this. This is information you might not have known about. Mary Weaver Dotson, that is the widow of Jack Dotson, Howard Sprague. She passed away of complications from Parkinson's disease in Woodlawn, California. She was 83 years old. She was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, September 24th, 1932. Mary graduated from Carnegie Tech University, where she also met her future husband, Jack, also a Pittsburgh native. Get this. I did not know this, guys. So you may have. I didn't. Mary was a set designer and art director for numerous TV shows, including The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson, Days of Our Lives, The Jack Benny Show, Battlestar Galactica. That's a big difference than Falcon Crest, Taxi, Columbo. I love Columbo. And more than 100 episodes of Murder, She Wrote. Mary was the first woman member of the Art Directors Guild, and she earned 4 Emmy nominations for her work. I did not know that. That's great. I did not know that. Survivors include daughters Amy and Christina, and brothers Fritz Weaver, a Tony Award-winning actor, by the way, and History Channel narrator, and Daniel Weaver. So that's sad to see that she's passed away, Jack Dodson's wife. One other passing we have to announce is George Kennedy, state police detective in The Big House, episode number 95, and an MP in And Baby Makes It 3, a 1968 episode of Gomer Pyle USMC. He passed away in Middleton, Ohio on February the 28th. He was 91 years old. He was born in New York City on February the 18th, 1925. George was a highly decorated soldier who served under General George Patton in World War II during his 16-year Army career before he decided to pursue acting. His prolific and distinguished career found him playing heavies and tough guys in his early roles, and then authority figures in his mid-career, including 4 films of the popular Airport series and beyond. He showed his comedic subtleties in films like the Naked Gun series. Wow, I remember those. He earned an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for his performance in 1967's Cool Hand Luke, opposite Paul Newman. He was the oldest living Oscar winner in that category at the time of his passing. He was preceded in death by his wife, Joan, and by a son and a daughter. Survivors include a daughter, granddaughter, and grandson. So we hate to see him go, but we'll love him always on the Andy Griffith Show. We got some chapter updates. I always like to tell you about these. We got 2 brand new chapters this time of the bullet. I always love to see what they are. We have we have the Mounted Patrol checking in from Shawnee, Georgia, and also from Georgia, the Songfesters. It's amazing people keep coming up with great names. You can start a chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Watchers Club yourself if you'd like to. And all the information about how to start it is right there in the e-bullet. The e-bullet is so powerful, you got to go check it out. Of course, the e-bullet also has information about things at Weaver's, like a merchandise update, including the Mayberry Deputy Badge we talked about at the beginning of the podcast. $10. You know, it says most of us may not feel like we can step into Andy's shoes, but what about Barney's? This badge is a sturdy but simplified representation of Barney's Mayberry Deputy Badge. In other words, it's not an exact replica, but at the price, you won't beat it. Anyway, go check that out. A cool new badge. We also have at Weaver's a couple of t-shirts. They're not new t-shirts, but they're in new sizes. They're toddler sizes. So if you have a toddler in your life, you can get an Aw Paw t-shirt, or you can get a Nip It in the Bud t-shirt with Barney on the front. Great shirt. Got sweatshirts. Got all kinds of different things. Go and check them out. And finally, to wrap things up, I'm going to give you a little bit of chapter news. There are so much more information in the e-bullet. You need to go check it out. But here's a little bit of chapter news about some of the chapters of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. Members from at least 2 chapters, Hearty Eating Men and Beautiful Delicate Women, and the Andy chapter from Nashville, Tennessee. The Hearty Eating Men are from Gordo, Alabama, and Northport. It was actually probably Otis that was there. They attended the 19th annual George Lindsay UNA Film Festival in Florence, Alabama, and by all reports, it was another successful installment. All eyes are now on the 20th anniversary festival scheduled for 2017. Mavis Neff chapter from Durham, North Carolina, also got together with members of the AMDI chapter for some hearty eating in Nashville earlier this month. That would have been March. The Mayberry Main Streeters from Royersford, Pennsylvania. Did I get close at all? It says they're growing with a new generation of new members. Their chapter is proudly marking their 30th anniversary next year. Oh, this is a great chapter name. Still Ugly, Single, and Pitting Prunes from Casey, Illinois. Got everybody. Illinois. Did I say Illinois? From Casey, Illinois. got everybody on the truck for a ride down to Columbia, Illinois, to see the darling mandolinist. That's a mandolin player, for those that don't know. Dean Webb from the Darling Boys and the Missouri Boat Ride perform at the Falls Event Center earlier this month. As is always the case with Dean and his current band, they received universally outstanding reviews. Al's Fine 2 from Des Moines, Iowa, another of our most venerable chapters, wrote to say that they're having great fun, but not only watching the Andy Griffith Show, but also spotting Andy Griffith Show stars and guest actors in other TV shows and movies. Thanks to Netflix and other convenient sources for classic TV and cinema that help them warm up the electronic hearth during the Iowa winters. Speaking of Al, better phone him Al from Rugby, North Carolina. North Dakota. I'm too used to saying North Carolina. From Rugby, North Carolina. North Dakota. Better phone him Al. Love the day. They wrote to tell us that they have a breakfast group made up of folks from towns in the area. Everybody picks a Mayberry name for themselves, as well as a location mentioned on the Andy Griffith Show for their town. With a fun idea like that, we're wondering how they decided who got to be Goober and if anybody picked the Great Dismal Swamp. Folks, there is so much more information available in the e-bullet. I want to encourage you to head over to imayberry.com and go and check out the link. It's right there on the front page for the e-bullet. You can go and check it out yourself. Or you can subscribe and get it for yourself. I want to thank Jim Clark for all the amazingly hard work he does putting together that show, that work of putting together that newsletter for us all. And folks, I hope you enjoy just this little bit of it that we are able to bring to you right here on the podcast. And I want to encourage you to head over and dig it. Subscribe to it and dig it, because you know I know Jim Clark digs you, and you ought to just dig him right back. So I'd love to hear from you. Had a lot of feedback from last week's episode, and we'll be talking about it in the coming weeks. Well, I'd love to hear from you about this week's episode. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave comments there, our Facebook page. However you'd like to get in touch with me, I would love to hear from you. It's always fun to hear from fans from the Andy Griffith Show and what you think of the podcast. Or you have some comments to make about the show, give me a call at 888-684-8415, and I actually get to hear your voice. That's the best. So, folks, until next time, have a great week, and we'll see you right here in Mayberry.